Every month on All Things Considered, we ask you what music you're listening to. We've had listeners introduce us to party music from Portugal, punk rock from Omaha, and Cuban groove from Senegal. And now we turn to another territory that might be unknown to some of us. That would be the dance floor. We're going to hear from Leo Klein. He is a librarian and web developer and also a devotee of dance music, and he is in our Chicago bureau. So, Leo, welcome to Club ATC.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
And I just want to mention that here in Washington, we have hung a little tiny disco ball on the microphone, so that'll be flashing in my eyes as we continue to talk here.
Well, naturally, that's completely appropriate, particularly in the beginning of dance music.
Now, this is a song I've heard on the radio or heard in a club somewhere. What is this?
This is like a complete funky tune that's done by Zapp and Roger. They were a major group from the early 1980s. You can really hear that funk music, but it also it's a throwback to 70s disco, a little boogie in there, but also spacey computer music, great use of a synthesizer and the voice box or vocoder. You know, at a certain point, they sing, "Shake, shake it, baby." And if you haven't lost it by then, I'm sorry, but you're not human.
Shake it, baby. All night. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake it, baby.
A lot of the tunes in dance, this one included, are pretty long. And on occasion, you know, when you get the best of or the greatest hits of the group, it'll be a shorter version, but the purists in the audience would like to hear the original version, which would be around 11 minutes.
Can I ask how you became a purist, so to speak? How did you get interested in this music?
Oh, I'm willing to compromise so long as I can hear bits and pieces of this. That's why I'm here today. But, you know, basically I became interested in the dance clubs, first in Chicago, and then after I finished school here in Europe, also in Berlin. And I still like it, and the music that's coming out now for dance is still really good.
Do you dance?
Oh, sure. In fact, very often it's the only exercise I get.
Are you any good?
I can shake it, baby.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe another night. Well, I'm going to give another spin to the disco ball here in the studio, and why don't we move on to the next selection? We're going to move a little ahead in time, aren't we?
This is the group called Starpoint, and it's called I Want You. That's 1990. That's when it came out, and it has a fuller beat. It's almost exuberant, full-bodied.
I got that like a wine taster.
Well, listen to it. It'll carry you away. If you hear synthesized music, and that's definitely in there, that's done by a drum machine and a music sequencer. People were just getting used to, and were just available, sort of like in the 80s. That's why the orchestration has a fuller feeling than earlier disco. This is picked out on a CD by Frankie Knuckles, who's called the Godfather of House. He originally came from New York, but made a name and reputation in Chicago in the 1980s. And he would take disco numbers earlier from the 70s and then add that dance track beat to it. So that's what you're hearing. And if it's done really well, it really makes you want to jump up and dance all around the place.
I'm just interested, Mr. Klein, and don't take this the wrong way because we've never met. I don't know what you look like. I don't know how you act. I don't know anything.
Well, think of John Travolta in Saturday Night Live.
That's exactly what I was wondering about. When you go to these clubs, do you, you know, fit in?
Well, you know, I don't do as much clubbing now as I did, say, in the 1980s and 90s. Okay, I'm in my 40s now, so I don't really go out and stay out all night like I used to do as a kid. But you still have access to that music, and it's still just as good, and the new stuff is really good, so I like listening to it still.
Do you end up, you know, dancing around your house with your shirt unbuttoned to your navel and that sort of thing?
And you know what? I certainly do, and I think people, my neighbors, must think I'm crazy.
Well, let's hear your next song.
Now for something totally different. This is basically a techno or a trance tune, more instrumental. Very often you get a bunch of DJs who get together just for one song, who knows, maybe they're in town for the weekend, And this one is done by Isla, and that's the group, quote unquote. And the name of the tune is Isla Part 2. This came out, by the way, in 1998, so it's not that old. You know, it's a bit hypnotic, a bit industrial.
When you say hypnotic, another word might be repetitious.
Well, now remember, if done well, it's not repetition. It's rhythmic, you know. If done badly, of course, it is repetitious and kind of boring. But this tune in particular, and there are, of course, a lot of other examples, they're rhythmic, there's a beat to it, and there's a progression and development into the music that really, you know, leads you along, and you can really dance to this for however long the tune is. It's only around 10 minutes long.
Even though we've done three different tunes that are basically about a drum machine, I do feel like we've traveled a good long way since this first.
Well, you know, variety being the spice of life, these are all what I would consider dance music. But, you know, you have that early funk music, you know, you have that classic dance music from Starpoint and Frankie Knuckles, and now you have the techno or trance kind of music.
Where do you find out about this stuff anyway?
Ooh, even now it's hit or miss. When I went to clubs a whole lot, I would hear the music and leave and say, wow, that was a great tune, but now I don't know who played it. Nowadays, I'll buy a compilation and I'll just go through the compilation. In addition to that, you know, there's a lot of radio stations who are streaming on the internet, and if you have a fast connection, you can listen to them. One of my favorites, for example, is in Paris. It's called Radio FG, and I'm listening to that. I can always hear the newer music, which is nice.
One more spin of the disco ball, and Leo, can you introduce one more song that you've been listening
okay.
to?
Okay. This is Eurodance, totally poppy. It's done by Melky. In fact, this is the Italian version. It was produced in Italy, and it's called Non So Perché, or Be My World.
Very smooth.
She's singing in Italian. She's, by the way, she's half Egyptian, half German, went to school in England, and then met up with some Italian producers on, a trip to Italy.
Now, you said the Italian version. Are there different versions in different languages?
Oh, sure. You always get that, especially the bigger the hit. You know, I remember there was this tune, Only 19, by Paul Hardcastle, made a big hit in the 1980s. I swear, that was in Italian, in German, in French, in Japanese.
I do have to ask, because the technology is so interesting here, whether you have any of it at home and, you know, you're making your own music.
Well, I'm not a musician, but I'm a great admirer of musicians. As far as technology is concerned, I can mix something pretty well, but I'm such an amateur. I'm the one who's dancing around the apartment.
Well, Leo Klein, thanks very much. Appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thank you. It was my pleasure.
And if you'd like to find out more about Leo's selections, just visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you are listening to, drop us an email at watc@npr.org. Please put listening to in the subject line and remember to include your name and phone number so we can call you if we want to. What Are You Listening To is produced by Susan Stone. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.